nice work. You all sound really good. I bet you put on a pretty nice pageant, Big Bill.
We try to do our best.
I tell ya, you ought to hear Carol sing.
The voice of an angel.
Every year, Carol sings the opening solo on the Nativity Moment. Not a dry eye in the place.
I bet it's just lovely. You keep practicing. And who knows, maybe someday you'll sing in one of my productions.
You guys, let's get back at it. 1 hour to showtime, everyone.
Any news on our travelers from afar, Donna?
No news is good news.
Green room ready?
It is. Jane and I just filled it with everything you asked for. Banana splits, onion rings, eggnog.
And even the extra crispy fries.
Are you all ready to clear the set?
If it's okay with you, we have one more song to rehearse.
Sure, what is it?
It's the song about our travelers from afar.
Your wise men.
That's right, Mr. Goodman. Seeing as most people fill out the nativity with the wise men, we bring them in next.
We've got Dad and Jed. Where's our third wise man?
Oh, I forgot. I was supposed to ask Jimmy. Oh man, I'm sorry. Do we have to have three?
Well, the Bible tells us they brought three gifts.
How about you, Mr. Goodman? You seem to be a pretty wise man.
I'd be honored, but after the TV special, I'm not sure I'll be sticking around.
Better get moving, Carol. Time is ticking.
I'll tell you what. I'll stand in for rehearsal, and you can look for my replacement.
That's a deal, Mr. Goodman. Thanks.
So what's my motivation?
You're looking for the one true king born in Bethlehem.
And how am I going to find this king?
You follow the star.
I'm actually looking for a whole busload of stars. They better get here soon, or the network is gonna have one silent night.
No, the star in the sky, Mr. Goodman. God led the wise men from afar with a star in the sky.
Wise men from the east had studied all the signs, and they knew that God's Messiah was to be born. They just needed help finding him, just like we all do.